going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Busy, busy day in the District of Columbia. Caps hosting Montreal tonight. Game 2. First round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nats hosting the Orioles. If you want to listen to the Caps, that's right here on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to listen to the Nats, that's going to be on Team 980. Yesterday, though, while I was trying to travel back across the country, which is a lot longer than you remember when you fly with a six-year-old, I was listening live to Adam Peters, the Commanders general manager, and Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager. And B, I've come to a conclusion. I'm curious if you agree with me with Peters. He doesn't say a lot, and that's not a surprise.
He's smart.
But he also doesn't lie.
No,
there's no BS.
See, the thing about Peters is he's going to answer a question to where he's not leading you on to another question.
Right.
And I think when you have that talent and that ability, you keep it. Because in the NFL, if you say something and you leave it open-ended, you're going to get asked another question. Or if you say something that leads to another topic, you're going to get asked another question. Adam seems to know how to talk to you, answer your question to a satisfactory position, and you're like, okay, cool. You go to the next guy, and then he'll do the same thing to the next guy. But if you start asking the same question again, he's going to say, I already answered that question. He'll stop that one.
Yeah, dude.
Smart man.
I just think it's one thing to not say too much, but we've had people, this is around the league. It's not specific to just people that have been here, but like there's been people running the show in Ashburn that have lied. And
some people have been full of crap. Let's say it like that.
Yeah. And I've never understood why. And dude, this is not specific to Ron or Bruce. Like, just go back to Mike Shanahan. Like,
but
dudes, some coaches just lie, and that's okay. That's what they're.
This is what media is just like private investigators. You say something, they go check it. If they find out it's a lie, now you just open up a whole nother interview or a whole nother press conference of nothing but questions about that lie. So the best way to do is you ask me a question about a particular player. And if I don't want to answer it, I say, I can't answer that. You can accept it or not. But if I tell you, oh, yeah, this happened, and then it's totally a lie, and you find that out, now you don't trust me anymore. I don't get the benefit of the doubt, and I'm bombarded with stuff. Guess who else is bombarded? Anybody
players.
That works for me,
yeah.
And the players and everybody else. So you open up a negative for everybody else. with the way Adam handles his stuff, he answers your question best as best he could till he can't answer it anymore.
Or even as best as he wants to.
Yeah.
Right? But like.
But he don't tell you a blatant lie.
And again, I'm not taking shots at anybody here. There are coaches and personnel evaluators around the league that intentionally mislead. I think you're much better off with the Peters approach of saying little but just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Let's start. I think this is a great example. Number three, Lamphill. I don't think there's much of a secret that Washington going into this draft, it's not a secret. It's numbers. They only have five picks. It's a seven-round draft. Ideally, you have more picks than rounds, certainly not less. Adam Peters was asked if he hopes to trade back in the draft.
We talked about this at the owners' meetings a little bit, and you're really open to everything, and you're open to moving up if the right move's up. If Abdul Carter falls to 27, I might want to try to move up too and get him. but I mean, if there's a great player that we want to sit and pick, we'll do that. But if there's an opportunity to move back, then we're certainly open to that too. You know, with five picks, like you said, that's something you'd like to do is add picks. But you always have to have somebody who wants to come up too, and we'll find that out. We're making those calls this week, and we'll have an idea of who wants to come up and if we want to do that. And we'll also have an idea of who wants to move back in the first round ahead of us, and so we'll know what we can do there.
You know, he said if Abdul called, he was joking with it. Somebody will write a report. Adam Peters is interested in Abdul Carter. Who in the draft is not interested in Abdul Carter? But that's how it goes, you know what I mean? And he was just trying to be funny with it, but hell, if he were to slip, he'll move up those two spots. Maybe four or five, if he have to.
He's not going to slip.
So he's not slipping.
For everybody that is,
no, I know he's not slipping, but what I'm saying is how things happen these days. What he said was a complete joke.
Right.
And someone will write a report off of that.
So I just Googled Adam Peters, Abdul Carter, and it appears, now we're less than 24 hours removed from the presser, so it could still come. But as of now, nobody has written the headline, Commanders interested in trading up for Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm. Now, not yet.
Doesn't mean it won't happen.
But guess what, though? Let Abdul Carter alone, go where he's supposed to go.
Right. They're not trading up for Abdul Carter. AD, I love you. AD just texted me, why not trade several picks and move up to two or three and take Carter? No, they don't have the picks. They just traded for Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. That's not going to happen.
You know who I know will fall for all those little headlines? My good friend.
I just think, there's a way of going about the business of football, and I think they do it right. I think we saw it with the way they handled the John Allen situation.
Yeah.
Let's go to number nine, Lamphill, and just kind of get an understanding of setting the draft board and kind of what happens over the next. I mean, it's, you know, Wednesday at 10:30 by Thursday at 8:00. The teams will be on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I would have done a show already.
Probably different for every team, and sometimes it's different every year. I think the next 48 hours, we're just really refining our board and just making sure we're challenging ourselves on different scenarios, different things that may come up, you know. Really, you know, you got two players right next to each other. Who would you take and why? And talking to the coaches and how would this player fit, you know, does he fit your vision? And so just the board's pretty much set. It's just like a little bit of tinkering here and there. And then you make some phone calls too. You make some phone calls like, okay, you want to come up? Do you want to come down? And just get an idea of what's going to be available for you. So you're not making all those decisions in real time in those 10 minutes that you have. So it's a fun couple of days. It's cool to have all the scouts here and really exciting.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. I was like, you think people just all of a sudden make all of those decisions within those 5 to 10 minutes between picks? They talk before. They find out. They lay down a little law of what could be. Oh, if we were to do this, we may offer this, that or the other. And then when they get to it and it seems like somebody else gets involved, then they could enhance a little bit more. But this stuff is discussed early.
Gotta be.
Just like when you go to court. Believe me, the defense attorney and the prosecution, you know what? They're talking over a drink. And then they charge you $5,000 an hour. I watched it. I'm telling you.
Well, I think it'd be crazy to not think. I've seen it in person at the Combine a lot. I've seen it even in Mobile, I think, is almost a better example of it. Yesterday, Sam Fortier from The Post, I've seen him wear this T-shirt. There's this really, really gross, dingy dive bar called Veet's in Mobile, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And it's right across, I can't remember if it's a Hyatt or a Hilton, but there's one big, nice hotel in Mobile, Alabama, where all of the NFL officials stay for the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Bowl's become big business. Now you got the Shrine Bowl competing with it. Like, there's a lot of these things. But for a long time, the Senior Bowl was like the place for the entire NFL to descend upon, kind of that week off, you know, the bye week of the Super Bowl, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And this bar, Veet's, is right there. And Mobile is like, it's got some Cajun influence to it, Brian. I don't know if you ever spent time there, but
oh,
it's a lot. How far is Mobile from New Orleans? I mean, it's right on the Gulf.
From New Orleans is probably an hour or so.
Yeah, less? Like it's right there. Yeah. It's probably right on the Louisiana border, I would guess. I know it's not far from Florida either. Like, when I've flown in there, we used to fly into Pensacola and just drive 45 minutes or whatever to Mobile. But it's got, you know, like kind of the two-story bars with the balconies and everything. And this bar, Veet's, if you would go in there, and I think a lot of this is kind of diminished over time. I think Sean McVay and Les Snead and the Rams have kind of changed a lot of this, where they do everything. COVID forced the changes that everything started happening on Zoom. And sometimes guys would just rather stay and watch the tape rather than go in person. But, like, there was a period of time where if you went into Veet's during Senior Bowl week, anytime after, like, 10 o'clock, you'd see 2/3 to 3/4 of the NFL, head coaches, GMs, scouts, owners. I mean, you know, like, you could see some owners getting it in there that you wouldn't, that are probably known for Johnny Walker Blue consumption. I'll let you guess your own conclusion on that. But, like, everybody's in these same bars, and they're hanging out and talking. And you know what? Some of them played college football together. Some of them played in the NFL together. Some of them were scouts together.
Some of them are talking about some deals that may happen later.
Some of them know each other's brother or sister, or they grew up in the same town, or went to rival high schools. Like, people have relationships. A lot of this stuff is hypothetically, if we're holding 29 and the dude with 35 might give him a call today and be like, listen, if X is there at 29, we are interested. Let's get some parameters so that when we have 10 minutes on the clock, we can get this done.
Yeah.
Now, it's not ironed out to the letter of the deal. But
it's ironed out enough to where they can make that announcement. And by the time everything truly comes out, they've hammered it out. They got lawyers working on this. That's their jobs.
Dude, they got analytics people. Yeah. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people involved to make sure the right deal gets made. And if you're looking to buy or sell a car, you got to get the right deal made. The people to get that done, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. They've got convenient locations all across Northern Virginia and every brand you want. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, those big old Ram trucks, Chevy, Buick, GMC.
All that.
Whatever it is you're looking for, they got you. They got great deals, great financing options, and the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, and no matter what vehicle you buy, every vehicle sold is backed by the Orsman Lifetime Edge. It comes with up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and the lifetime engine guarantee. And you know what? There's great news out there. If you're trying to sell a car, hell, you know it's going to be expensive to buy one, so if you're selling one, you probably can request more. Orsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of his make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. To Beyond satisfies Orsman customers. So, let's ride together.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.